Tell me about playing in a 9-6 game. We saw that on Tuesday, Calgary and Columbus. What's it like now? You weren't playing in that game, but I'm sure you've played in similar games like that before where the goalies don't stand a chance. What's going through a goalie's head in an offensive free-for-all like what we saw on Tuesday?
Just let me stop the next puck, please. I just want to feel the rubber hit my chest or my blocker. I don't want it to find a way in. The very first game I played when I got traded to the Seattle Thunderbirds, we beat, I can't remember who we were playing, we beat them 9-7. And I only had like 23 shots on net, and it was just, a lot of them were bad goals, but every time you couldn't even feel the puck. It was on the net, it was going through you, it was hitting somebody's skate, it was bouncing off the glass. Like, just, there are nights like that for every single goaltender, and it's just, you want to throw your hands up in the air. You want to say, get me the hell out of here because it's not my night. I've been in games in the minors, obviously, where me and Curtis McElhinney were in Hamilton, and I started the game letting three goals, got pulled, got started back again for the second period, and then, you know, finished the game out and lost, I think, 8-1 or whatever, and then been on the other end of the things, too, where you've come in and then got pulled, and the starter goes back in, and it's... Those are no fun, you know. But the good thing is that all three goalies in that game were not all that great. Flames scored more goals; they win the game. I thought Bobrovsky was the worst of the three. Rittich did not have a great start, and then he did deserve to be pulled. He didn't seem like he was with it from the start. That shot that hit his blocker, where he thought he had it in his chest, and it was just a straight line to the back door, and the defenseman there had a wide open net and puts it in. And then that third goal too was just a real, real softy. And you know, I guess nobody's come out from the team and called him the starter, but they were giving him more minutes and he was deservedly so. He'd earned it. He was playing in backup to Mike Smith and, you know, doing mop up duty. And every game he got into, he was a difference maker out there. And then the Flames started to give him, you know, more and more starts, and he loses that game. Not he personally, but the team loses against Vegas 2-0 on that one Friday afternoon there, and he played a really solid game. Then he comes back and he plays Wednesday against Dallas, and, you know, has a solid, an okay game, not a great game. Didn't cost him the game, but didn't steal him the game either. And they've been kind of turning to Mike Smith a little bit more. And Smitty's been able to gather some confidence and playing, you know, some subpar teams like Arizona, like Los Angeles, and, you know, and he's been, you know, he played okay in relief with Rittich the other night. I mean, the goals they got were pretty solid goals, deflections and kind of half breakaways. So, you know, I was impressed to see him do well. I had no doubt he was going to start tonight. It must be frustrating though for Bill Peters and the coaching staff, because you really wanted to find number one goaltender. And Mike Smith has obviously had his struggles, as everybody knows, and he's been playing better as of late. And you know, Rittich had the bull by the horns there for a bit, and now he's kind of taking his foot off the gas pedal. So if this is going to be the type of what we're going to see here going forward, is kind of win, you're in, lose, you're out type thing. If it works, it works. As long as the team gets wins, I think they're sitting in the second spot in the Pacific or first. They're first, I think. They're doing great. They're winning lots of hockey games. They're playing great offense, and the goaltenders are getting great offensive support. So, you know, that definitely masks a few errors or a few bad goals that the Flames goalies do light in. But this kind of whole back and forth stuff, I mean, it'd be nice to see one of those guys just be able to grab the reins and be the starter. Mike Smith has done it in the past. He is a number one goaltender. He's had his struggles this season. Rittich got a chance, wasn't able to basically run with it. And now we'll have to just watch this merry-go-round again and see who gets hot.